Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Dan bringing us back. That's Peg. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Kinnellan. He's the author of Change Your World in 71 Days, How to Get Maximum Results with Minimum Change. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. TomKinnellan.com, right?
Yep.
Now, that book, you've got a special deal you're offering right now for the digital version, right?
Digital version, yeah. It's you and I know, and everybody listening to this, or listening to our podcast, knows
right
that nothing's going to change in any government agency.
Tom, we're
going to do it ourselves.
Tom, your phone went away there.
Did we get cut off?
There you go. No, you're there. You went in the background for some reason. Go ahead. We're there. We're here, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. You and I know that no government agency is going to change anything at this point. They just keep wallowing around.
Right.
So it's up to us. And who faster, who better, who more than the backbone of America, and that is a smaller, medium-sized company.
Right.
So the stuff works. Everything I do works because it's based not on my opinion but upon research, testing, mm-hmm. and application. For 99 cents the month of March, the digital version at Amazon or a Nook or any digital place you buy books is 99 cents.
So you buy Change Your World in 71 Days for less than a buck, folks.
Yep.
Check it out and get a sack full of them. You won't regret it. Get one for every one of your employees, and you guys have your employees read it, and then come back and talk about it. And so okay, now we're back to where what you told us in the previous segment was let's try to improve ourselves 1% a day. Let's try to improve our teams, our team effort, our organizational efforts 1% a day. So what do you think about not talking about it so much with each other during the week, but trying to sort of roll up that, and then at the end of a week we're going to come back together and I'm going to need to demonstrate that I've improved myself 5% for that week. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a perfect measurement period. Pick a time. Every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we're going to take 15 minutes and talk about what we do during the week to, mm-hmm. using the early example, do a better job of reaching out to customers or improving teamwork or improving communications, how are we coming, what setbacks did we have, and how are we going to just keep marching on forward. And then we know that we're going to be doing this every Friday afternoon, then we have to make those changes and work at those changes. What we have to do is look at reality and be honest with ourselves, be honest with other people, and use that as a basis for just continue to march forward.
And let me give you a little scenario, folks, about how this could ripple through the system and get you that compounding effect that Tom talks about. So Tom, our salesperson finds a way to do a better job of explaining to customers what our credit policy is. And
yep.
and explain to them that the basis for doing business with us is that you pay us based on this policy. And the salesperson gets better at that and convinces the customers, starts getting a better quality customer that will pay more on time. That improves, that allows the accounts receivable person to improve their numbers, which improves the cash flow, which allows the boss to have to worry about cash less, worry about payroll less, and he or she can be focusing more on where the business is going to go. That's a perfect example, in my opinion, of the compounding effect of one person and how it could ripple through a system. What do you think?
I would agree. And sometimes it's usually a very simple thing that cuts across all areas. There was one company, it didn't even take 71 days. We're always getting price objections, but mm-hmm. we offer so much to the customer. I said, well, why don't you just capitalize on that? And so what they did was, we talked about it. So somebody says, well, your prices are higher than A, B, and C over here. And the response is, of course they are. Of course they are. That's because we deliver so much more value. We do mm-hmm. this and this and this and that and that and that. That small change made a huge difference in terms of customer satisfaction, in terms of customer acquisition, in terms of customer retention. Mm-hmm. So we've got to take and look for those things that are real leverage points, and sometimes you can do it even faster.
What are some of the speed bumps to look out for that you could run into with your system, Tom?
Well, anytime you're changing anything, Jim, it's uncomfortable. And so you have to acknowledge that, you know, this is going to feel different, it's going to feel uncomfortable, and that's just the nature of change. We just have to get past that discomfort. So mm-hmm. if you're feeling uncomfortable about this, that's actually good, because we all feel uncomfortable when we change. And so, I mean, I feel discomfort, you feel it, and so let's just keep working through it. It takes about 21 days to get past that discomfort.
Do we motivate people? Do we compensate them for accomplishment as you're going through this process? Do we pay them, buy pizza, do we give them a pat on the back? What do we do?
I would suggest two things. Things like pizza would be good. Acknowledging how they're doing. Bill, I notice you're doing a much better job. You're doing all the things you said in terms of communicating with the shipping over there.
Right.
And it's showing up. It's paying off. I appreciate that effort. Mary and Bob, I notice you're working together.
Yeah.
That's the kind of team we're talking about. Just keep working at it. We'll be twice as good.
Pizza and pats on the back. Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Change the world, your world, in 71 days. Don't forget the 99-cent deal wherever you can buy digital books. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.